This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Trying not to change this offense here.
Change
it. The run game is working. Hugh over here wants to force that ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. And joining us now, as she does every week, is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are you?
Good morning.
It is a good morning. Well, it feels better than the last couple mornings. Yes. How did you feel after listening to both those guys speak yesterday?
I actually felt a lot better. And, you know, Hugh knows I generally skew a little negative. I thought they were so comfortable. It surprised me. Normally, when these kind of things pop up, people get uptight. It started with the coach. Was he on with us Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
He was calm. BG was totally calm. I mean, he was
maybe
he was
too calm.
Pouring gasoline on stuff, and I love BG. He was, you know, calm. And I thought Jalen is always a little kind of uptight. He wasn't. And AJ was fine. So I felt a lot better after they spoke yesterday.
I did too. Especially Jalen, because he usually has one word answers. Like, remember the Sirianni issue in the summer when he didn't want to talk and he almost made it worse by kind of like stammering?
He was totally comfortable talking yesterday.
Yeah.
So that led me to believe that it was like, yeah, AJ was ticked, which he should have been, four targets. Could have used one more target for like 7 yards. It would have been fine. Not that I'm bitter or anything like that. He got upset about it and mentioned it. We all picked up on it, and it was over.
Hopefully now it stays over. But here's the question, Rhea.
Yes.
Now what? Right. So we're talking about this morning whether or not they should just stick to what's worked, or after this whole thing, this whole week, do they try to appease AJ a little bit and target him more, focus more on him? And look, I think we all want the ball in his hands. He's a great player. When he averages like 18 yards a catch. But I just don't want them to make that the focus and to focus, like Jalen forces it. All of a sudden, the ball gets tipped and it's picked off when there's no need to do that. Hugh thinks they got to get him the ball on Sunday. Where do you come down? Because obviously, four targets is too little, but forcing it, that's not good either.
I have three words for you.
Okay.
Joey Porter Jr. Mm. Okay. You know, he's got 15 penalties this year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is you can do both in this game. because in the Bengals game, Porter had 6 penalties called against him.
He's grabby.
He's a little handsy, as they like to say. Hugh, did you ever have 2 penalties called on you on the same play?
No.
He had 2 penalties.
If he has, let's find that and play the audio.
Yes. So, to me, this is a case where you can do both. You know, don't put it, because they force turnovers.
Sure.
They've got like 28. But if you get him in a one-on-one matchup, and the other guy, you know, they're both penalty. Mm-hmm. What is it, Dante Jackson, I
guess? Yes.
But Joey Porter Jr. is on a whole nother level with the penalties. Go deep, don't give them a chance to pick it off. And maybe you get a couple calls and you're showing AJ, hey, we're going to you.
Yeah, and look,
That's it. You're trying to appease him at this point. It's not so much.
But don't put it in a situation.
You're not changing the game plan, because, like, in 20 plays, I don't have a problem with him getting six targets.
Yeah, he should at least get 6 targets every game.
At least, you know. Yeah. And so I don't have a problem with that. And that's not changing anything that we do as an offense, I should say.
And that's all. I think you can do both against this opponent. Just based on their secondary, especially if he's matched up with Porter Jr.
Well, and hopefully that works and is what it is on Sunday. Yeah. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, though, which is what AJ was addressing. It's what we've all noticed all year.
I text you during the game, and I said, Giglio's going to be unbearable this week.
The passing game, it's just not good enough.
I know.
I'm sure you guys on the morning show get callers like this, too, especially when Joe is critical of Jalen. There's a difference between being capable of doing something and actually doing it. Now, I don't think anyone that's watched Jalen for 5 years that thinks he's incapable of throwing. No. We watched him do it 2 years ago at a really high level.
He's gun shy.
But he's not doing it right now.
He's averaging 135 yards passing in the last 3 games. I mean, that's
bad.
That's it's not good.
No, it's not good.
And I get, what Saquon's doing.
And there's context.
And that's phenomenal. So there is context. He's got it. You've got open receivers. You have to pull the trigger. I mean, everybody in that stadium could see it.
Yeah, and the bottom line is this. I'm not asking you to get away from what you've been doing.
Yeah, we're not 400 yards passing.
No, we're not doing that. But we all believe, or we all know, that in order to have success and to ultimately get to where we want to be, you got to get those receivers involved.
And that was AJ's point, I think, on Sunday, that what we're doing right now, we beat the Panthers,
but it's not good enough. And to your point, Joe had a stat yesterday, like most of the defenses that we faced weren't that good.
No.
You know, we've 2 or 3 defenses were in the top 5 that we faced.
The Ravens had the top run defense, right?
Yes.
Now Pittsburgh has another one. But I think they've only faced 1 top 10 scoring defense the whole season.
Yeah.
So, like, they haven't even seen the biggest challenges yet, and it's hard to throw.
But, they've got T.J. Watt. And
they're a problem.
He could be a game record. And I don't know how much I should have looked at this. Jalen seems much more comfortable in the no huddle. When they're just moving, I guess, because...
I agree.
Is that, Hugh, they can see what the defense is doing more? It's a little bit more predictable.
Well, I think because we noticed this weekend, he wasn't under center as much over the last couple of weeks. But even with that, Rhea, there were times where he still held the ball too long.
Yeah.
And it's an anomaly. Whatever it is that's going on with him in the passing game, it's an anomaly. And I've heard people have reckless speculation talking about maybe he is gun-shy. That's not the first time that I've heard gun-shy when it comes to the quarterback.
Well, it certainly looked that way on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that anybody's talking out of line.
Yeah.
So to me, it's one of two things. Either he's gun-shy to make a bad decision, right? Interception, because so many early in the season, and then they're winning in part because he's not turning the ball over. Or he's not seeing it the way we think he's seeing it, right? Like you and I, the three of us on the screen or at the game, he's wide open. But you watch some of these replays, he kind of looks that way, and then he doesn't, which makes me wonder, is he not reading
it? We need to stick a GoPro on him see where his eyes are.
Do you see this?
Or what are you doing?
I wonder if he's just not reading things the way it looks like it, like, because it happens quickly on the field, right? Yeah. Like a corner's there, and then he drops, and you're like, wait, throw it over his head, but maybe he thinks he's not going to drop. Like, maybe the defenses are confusing him more than any of us acknowledge. I don't know.
Hugh, in meetings... Does that get, I know you were in defensive meetings, but.
But you're always asked, what were you thinking?
Yeah, that's okay. Play? So what would be his answer on those things, do you think?
I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
But they're bringing these plays up saying, why didn't you throw it?
It might be one of those ones, because I remember Jim being in meetings and say, hey, well, talking about me, all the defensive end needs to play that a little bit better. He needs to do a better job of you know, containing outside.
53. The defensive end.
Yeah. No, he'll say, or he'll say the right, or he'll say, be more specific, yeah. say the right defensive yeah. end needs to, you know. So I'm assuming when the quarterback's out there that they're saying, hey, what were you thinking on this play? What did you see? What was your first read? What was your progression?
So he's and seeing it.
I would assume. And I was telling Joe this. If I was a quarterback, Rhea, and I had the caliber of receivers that I have in AJ and Devontae.
You'd throw to them all the time.
Rhea, that's my first read every play. Yeah. Every pass play, you have to think that AJ Brown is the primary.
Yeah.
He's the primary. I would assume. I'm not,
he's
like,
my
again.
He's my home run guy.
I'm not a quarterback, but I would assume he's the primary.
And he had, we were always talking before, the deep balls, never worried about them with him. He was fine with throwing them.
He's throwing in triple coverage.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you can't find him. And you found him when he had three dudes covering him at one point.
He's got pink cleats on. He's pretty
easy. You can't miss him.
You can't miss him. That's why he's wide open. He's wearing pink cleats.
That's probably why I wear him. What the hell are you doing?
Imagine if that story came out. He switched to the brightest cleats possible so JL could see him. Now, I just think at 215-592-9494 that like they keep winning like this, Rhea. But yeah. I think deep down what AJ was saying is it's not going to work long term.
That was the best thing I heard a player say because it appears they're not ignoring the elephant in the room of last year. He just said, look, you know, hey, we went to the Super Bowl, we were 10-1, and everything went right off the tracks. Like,
yep,
this can't happen again. So I actually loved hearing that from him.
I think the messaging is fine. It's just the way this week happened. It's just, you don't usually see a team on a 9-game winning streak have, I mean, what happened with Brandon on Monday night, I've never seen Rhea in my whole life as a sports fan.
He was high.
20 straight minutes. 20 straight minutes airing those two out. And I think he did it from a good place, but like I've never seen that before. And Hughes still thinks he was high.
He was high, Rhea. He was high.
Just because you were doesn't mean he was.
I'm stealing that line.
That man ain't said nothing in 13 years. Now all of a sudden.
He was holding back. He had one night.
I think it was done on purpose.
I do too.
I mean, I just it because Nick wasn't upset about it. That's what, you know, when we had
that's what you got. That's what you got from it.
Yeah, I got
like the hockey enforcer. Go out and listen. We need to start a fight.
Or
Angelo used to make me yell at the contributors. He used to be like, you tell him that if he does this again, like I had to be the bad guy. Hugh knows this. You go tell Hugh. You know, or you know, somebody, what, we had a contributor once who fell asleep during the show. You tell him. I had, and Abel will tell you, I had to yell at everybody. I had to be the bad guy.
So BG had to be the bad guy.
Had to be, somebody has to be the bad guy. And if you're going to pick a bad guy, BG's a pretty good bad guy.
The nicest guy to be the bad guy.
He's so nice, and he's the most tenured Eagle. But I also feel like this, too. After he said it, Coach Sirianni had to do damage control, so he couldn't.
100%.
And I don't know if you noticed this about Coach Sirianni. He's a lot more calm in general.
Oh, yeah.
In these press conferences. Now, he has every moments where, you know, he still long talks just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And everything. But for the most part, he's gotten better.
He was so good with us on two because I thought, you know, this is where I feel better about this season than last season. Nobody got it. The only person was like, Jordan Mylott, all right, we're done. We're moving on. Done with this. Stop. You know, but AJ seemed fine talking yesterday. Jalen seemed fine, and so did Nick.
They did. Yeah, and I agree with you about Nick on Tuesday. I thought he handled it well. I they're better than they were last year. I don't fear the collapse like last year quite as much.
Well, there's certainly a better defense.
Well, by far. Yeah, the passing game not quite as good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Come out and check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. One of our favorite places.
Yeah, John Marcos
is the best. I can't remember
the
name of some of the drinks. Let me pull up on my, because I had written them down.
Yeah, last time you just started shouting them on the air.
You were probably high.
No, yeah, I wasn't. Normally, it's not at work when I partake
I like
in the
edibles.
Like
the normally, yeah. Anthony in Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Eastbound and down, load them up and truck them. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
That's what I'm talking about.
We haven't heard that song much this week, Anthony. I like it. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I know we haven't heard that song much, man. We right back on track, right back where we need to be. We can put all this nonsense behind us. We're on to Pittsburgh, man. And yes, I want to keep running the ball. We are at an unbelievable pace, 13 straight games with 100 or more team total rushing yards. I would love to continue that, but that doesn't mean when the passes are there, Jalen has to hit AJ. I'm not saying force feed him, but like how Hugh words been all week. Hugh, what's your word, Hugh?
I've said so much stuff.
Efficient.
I say so much. I know.
How does he know your word and you don't know your word? It's your word.
I mean, I say so much stuff, man. You know, some of this is in one ear and out the other.
Well, it's a talk show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Don't laugh at that, Rhea. Don't laugh at Kyle.
I like how your own things are in one ear, out the other. Not even what I'm saying or the callers. Like, whatever you say in one ear.
You're supposed to remember what you said.
Yeah, I say so
what did
much,
I say
so.
Yesterday? I don't know. Go ahead, Anthony. Sorry. He was in one ear, out the other.
Hey, Douglas, man. You're the man, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
Nobody says about you. You're the man.
And we all say a lot about him.
Every day.
Hey, Rhea, how you doing, Rhea? It's nice to... Finally talk to you. I know the morning show
get to talk
behind
much.
The wall. But we not like the morning show, Rhea. How you doing?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
Like how she just
I'm doing like swell, man. I'm on the Pittsburgh. And whatever this is, it's behind us. And man, let's go to New Orleans, man. I don't want nothing stopping my bus ride to New Orleans, man.
Yeah, so Anthony's on the bus.
He's on the bus.
He's already there.
Yeah. Well, you're already there, Anthony? He's good.
No, you're already in New Orleans?
Or you're on the bus already?
He's on the bus.
Yeah, we got to wait like 6 weeks.
I'm on the bus already. I'm making sure the bus is, you know, nice and clean for you guys.
Won't be clean for long.
No. You know what? I do like that, though, the idea of a clean bus until we got Anthony, good phone call. Before we go any further, we got to thank our friends over at Wendy's. They brought us some amazing food here. They brought us everything. Mushroom bacon cheeseburger, chicken sandwiches, fries, and this new salted caramel frosty.
Yeah, that salted caramel frosty go hard, man. That's pretty good.
Julio is dipping his fries in it.
Yeah, I'm doing that too.
It was great. So I think this came up a few weeks ago.
I was trying to explain to you that it's the best frosty to dip a fry in now.
Oh, yeah, and I thought you were crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's salted caramel, nice salty fry.
You might be right on this. It's
He's
really
like,
good.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. We appreciate them coming out. Try the new Wendy's Mushroom Bacon Cheeseburger today. Roasted mushrooms, crispy bacon, Munster cheese, and creamy garlic spread on Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef for some mushroomy, bacony good. It's gotta be Wendy's. All right, let's have to talk to Judge in Ardmore here. Hey, Judge.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Judge?
Yes, I had to call in because I've been stewing over this over sort of AJ Brown in general. But like, ever since last year, I feel he was the issue last year. I mean, the guy's going off on the sidelines. He had 1,500 yards last year, and you know what? This year, he's complaining. 3 weeks ago, he had 110 yards and a touchdown. You know, Devontae Smith hasn't had more than 37 yards in the last 3 weeks. He's gotten two catches last week. You haven't heard a peep out of him. A.J. Brown is number four in the NFL in yards per
game. Devontae missed a couple games.
Yeah, that don't mean he ain't happy either.
He didn't seem happy after the game either.
He didn't.
No, he just didn't say it.
Yeah, he wasn't as vocal.
Yeah, but A.J. is number one in the league in yards per catch. He's number four in the league in yards per game because he missed three games. He's already on pace for over 1,000. He's going to have more yards this year than he ever had in Tennessee. And they're winning, and he's still complaining, and it doesn't matter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Jalen Hurts' numbers this year look exactly the same as they did in 2022. He's on pace for 3,600. He threw for 37 that year. So on pace for the same amount of touchdowns, more rushing touchdowns. He's fine. They're winning. A.J. Brown can't shut his mouth. It's driving me crazy.
But wait a minute. Can I stop season. You, Judge? Can I just stop you for a minute? Because this is where it kind of – he was asked a question. I mean, you make it sound like he ran up and stood on his chair and threw his helmet down and said,
"Well,
damn
he did
it.
Throw his helmet on his head."
I'm talking about at the press conference.
I know, but the throwing of the helmet did lead to the questions.
He was asked a question and he answered him.
Well, his body language also sucked.
He was upset.
Yeah, he was.
Name me one receiver that's a good one. That doesn't complain about not catching the ball.
On a 9-game winning streak?
No, DeVonta Smith. Still name me one.
Smith.
But he wasn't happy. We just admitted he wasn't happy.
He just said something.
He's not happy.
I don't have a – here's the thing is, I wouldn't have had a big problem with AJ if he had added game to his comments. He said passing,
He was being passive aggressive.
Of course, but he's not wrong.
He's not wrong
at all. And you know what the messed up part about it, though, Rhea, is?
But he was mad about that, Judge. He was mad about that specific game. They should have beaten them by more than.
He put voice to what we all have been saying for weeks.
We were all saying it in the game.
We were saying it, but you
but
know
did
what?
Did he have to do it publicly?
But see, this is the problem, Joe. When he did it, we were all talking about it. But when he did it, we reacted in a way like, oh, see, he's a malcontent. Because I heard people, like, immediately after he said it, people, oh, he's a malcontent. I'm like, dog, we've been complaining about this passing game for the last couple of weeks.
Well, we're all malcontents.
Yeah, because we've been complaining. Like, we've been complaining about it.
Yeah.
But now we're vilifying him for saying what we actually felt.
Go ahead, Judge.
I don't think you're wrong, Hugh. But the thing is, of all the people on the team,
it had to be him.
He's the one that shouldn't have said it because
he's considered a malcontent.
Well, Jahan Dotson can't say it.
He had to say something. He's seen his season go to waste last year because they had a great team. They're going to have a great team this year go to waste again because somebody has
no,
an
but,
argument.
But Judge,
that's why BG said something. He's tired of it.
But Judge, and you're right. But
good call, Judge.
Like to Rhea's point, out of all the people that could have said it,
AJ,
he's the only one that cares. No way. Just like BG, when he said it, we took it and ran with it. Cause we're sitting there. Me and Ike are sitting there after when he said it, and we was like, "Wow,
yeah."
And he said,
"My alerts on my phone kept going off, and I'm just like, what is happening?"
This was the best. BG got off stage right,
and he knew immediately. Right?
He said, "Did I say too much?" I said, "Yeah, but I said you did."
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know, I love you.
Yeah.
We about to take this and run with this dog. We about to do what we do.
Yes.
And he
welcome
was like,
to
oh,
WIV.
Man. And I was like, hey, bro. I said, it's cool, dog. You know, I said, I'm going to talk bad about you, but I still love you.
Yeah.
I'm blowing up. And
at
I text Joe. And I said, I was like, he just framed me.
Yeah, you did. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, and I went back and listened to the whole thing. So quickly on AJ.
Yeah.
You guys are right, and I understand why he's frustrated. There is an element, though, with him now. He's been here 3 years.
Yeah.
In each year, while they're winning, he is annoyed at times. Like, this is his personality, right? The Giants playoff game, remember, he was annoyed when they were winning?
Yes.
Last year, the Monday night game, or whatever, it was Thursday night against the Vikings when they were winning in week 2. And then down the stretch of the season, remember, he didn't want to talk to the media.
Yeah.
And then this year.
Well, there was something going on.
Well, there was. He's loud. That's what he is.
It's your fault. People who are really great at what they do.
It's your fault.
It is your fault. Sometimes people who are really great at what they do also are super demanding and talk a lot because they are really great at what they do.
Exactly.
I mean, I've worked with enough people. I mean, you know, I bring up Angela,
who's
never satisfied. I mean, he made a joke to me one time. I got like 4 of the GMs on in like a 24-hour period. And I was kind of like,
it wasn't enough.
I got it going on. He's like, who you got for me tomorrow? He's like, I don't care if you get me the Pope, you know, Mother Teresa, the President, and the Prime Minister. You better deliver that, you know. I mean, So I think some people who are just extremely talented are also demanding not just of themselves, but the people around them.
I agree with that.
And they're not shy about saying it.
And I think that's okay. It's just...
I know, to the media. It was, again, if he had said our passing game, I don't think any of this would have happened. It was just passing that went, oh, ding, 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 ding. Yep. That's about Jalen.
And it led to all this crazy stuff for a few days. All right, 215-592-9494. For Rhea, we appreciate you being with us as always.
As always.
Quiet week this week. Not much. We didn't have much to talk about.
Not quiet at all.
No.
I look forward to my texts usually ripping Kellen Moore we'll see.
Oh yeah, they come fast too.
You should pre-write them.
I should pre-write them.
We know what's going to happen. They're not going to score in the first quarter.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a lock. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll keep the calls going. Plus, the aforementioned Kellen Moore, what he said this week about getting AJ the ball, and the reason that the passing offense isn't good enough right now. Should they give AJ more targets or just keep the offense where it is? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Thanksgiving might be over, but the season of gatherings, it isn't done yet. Make your next holiday meal unforgettable with Hatfield. That's right. I'm talking about pork. Put some pork on your fork.